Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
All right, let's sing it. Let's sing the chorus. Start the chorus. Sing it. There's power in the blood. Sing it now. On the first.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, power, working power in the precious blood. Sing the last. Would you discern for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you lift daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Sing it now. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. Sing the chorus one more time. Sing it. Yes, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Yes, there is. working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Aren't you glad about that? Say amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, since we done this, and God's been good to us this week. Souls have been saved. Joseph and Christy's baby's been born. God's just, yeah, you, that's good. God's just, absolutely. It's all to Him. It's all to Him. God still answers prayer, folks. So many times, we stop just short of God's miracle on our prayers. Well, He's not going to answer. And we give up on Him. Aren't you glad He never gives up on us? Never gives up on us. Never lets us down. I appreciate, I tell you, Joseph and Christy have been such a blessing because through all of this, I mean, it was, they had tried and tried and tried. And she lost how many? She lost 10. Now, a lot of people would have said, boy, that's not God's will. She needs to quit. She needs to quit. No, that's dangerous. You know, I would. But let me tell you, God had a better plan. There's a song that Benita sings, A Greater Yes. And I believe this was a greater yes. Lose all those babies for this one to show He's in control of this thing. Not men, not doctors, not this. He's in control of it. And it's such a blessing to me. Gives me hope to hang on for any little situation I may come up with. It should give us all a little hope to pray a little harder. Stay on our knees a little more, a little longer. Plead the blood over situations when we see how God is blessed. We pray for Mandy. She sings this morning. God still answers prayer.
Thank you. my plans have fallen through, and I don't know what to do. I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help. When the dreams I dreamed have died, and I need a place to hide, I just look unto the hills whence cometh my help.
I feel the touch. So kind and tender, and they're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I trust in God. I know He cares for me. On mountains gleam,
sing songs, and sometimes we get used to the words of them so much that they don't affect us in our heart. We hear them, but we don't let them settle. I mean, sometimes we sing Amazing Grace, and we just don't let it settle. When we think about the amazing grace that Christ offered us when he died on the cross, we don't realize and pay attention to it. And many times I've had William sing this song, and we've looked at each other after the end of the song or in the service, it just hadn't clicked with folks exactly what's being said. The other week we were over at the Brian's camp meeting, and, And Brother Ken Bowman got up and he asked this question. He asked two questions. I was sitting outside the tabernacle trying to stay cool. It was hot as blazes in there. And he asked two questions. The first one is, he said, has anybody ever let you down? And of course, everybody was, oh yeah, their minds started racing about the people, the things that had happened in their life that let them down. But he asked a second question. He said, have you ever let yourself down? And it was a big old transfer truckload of conviction just run upside that tabernacle and hit me. And I was minding my own business, and I had to think about that thing. And I thought, boy, yeah, there's been times that I've let myself down within the Lord and within service for the Lord. And this song talks about that. And when I lay my Isaac down, I love the song. But so many times I think we just listen to William sing it, and we're not really getting the gist of it. Abraham's taking his son that meant so much to him. Now, he'd lived all his life. Wife couldn't have children. They'd done got up in their old age, and just like God blessed this week, and we saw a miracle happen in his life. But he loved Isaac so much that God had to know who was first. We get things in the way of God. If we could get him up here and everything else below, what we could do for the Lord. If we could lay down some Isaacs. He told him to go to the mountain and sacrifice him, to take his life, and he was willing to do it. God didn't want him to sacrifice Isaac. He wouldn't have had him kill him for anything in the world. He just wanted to know he was willing to put him in the proper place. There have been times that I haven't put him in the proper place. There's been times that I've let things get in the way. It's tough. William and I, we grew up knowing nothing but church. And so I'll be honest with you, because we've known nothing but church and being faithful in church, when we see people that are not faithful, sometimes we can get a little judgmental. I mean, I know I've said stuff to him, you know, I can't believe they're not showing up church. But it's because we don't. So I let that gets to be an Isaac sometime in my way between me and God. I don't know what people are facing. I don't know what they're going through. Who am I to let that? What I ought to be doing is praying for them and encouraging them and lifting them up to the Lord instead of worrying about what they're doing and where they're at. I mean, there's been times that kids have let us down. There's been times parents have let us down. There's been times of, hey, it happens. He'll never let you down. But sometimes we need to lay some Isaacs down. Examine your life. See if there's something in the way of serving the Lord the way you should be serving him today. He wants to bless you beyond measure. I believe if we turn that key and we get to where we need to be, we'll unlock the vaults of heaven, and the blessings of God will flow in your life. I'm not Creflo Dollar. I'm not naming it and claiming. I'm saying the blessings of God. I'm not talking about $100 bills slapping you in the side of the head. I believe, I said it the other week, we live beneath our privilege as a Christian, because God's got things he wants to do for us. But we've got an Isaac in the way. Williamson.
Abraham prayed for the day God would give him a son. Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. Then came the day, who would have dreamed? God would say, now you give him back to me. And on this mountain you will prove it's you and Isaac, or it's me and you. My father.
father's proud. And on this altar where he laid, oh, just to find that it wasn't him God wanted me. Most of us, I dare to say, we have an Isaac that's standing in God's way. And on this altar, you will prove, oh, it's not.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Give me enough volume, please. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, isn't it? I must say, I think we've experienced His touch. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book, 1 Chronicles, 1 Samuel, 1 and 2nd, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. You can go into your Chronicles, chapter 11, 1 Chronicles, chapter 11. And I have enjoyed the service this morning. I like it when God shows up. 1 Chronicles chapter 11. And I want to talk for a few moments on some of the mighty men of David. Verse 15 says this: Now three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam. Now, I find this interesting because we first find this cave mentioned over in 1 Samuel chapter 22, I believe it is. But at that moment in time, in 1 Samuel chapter 22, David is in that cave all by himself. But later on in 2 Samuel chapter 23, he's there, but he's no longer alone. Verse 15, now three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam. And the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, that is at the gate. Now, Lord, you help me here in Jesus' name. And verse 18 says this, and I'm going to stop for a few moments here. And the three break through. There's David. David has hundreds of men around him, 30 captains. He's embroiled in a battle with the Philistines. And David found himself reminiscing when he was a boy how good it was to go to the well there at Bethlehem and get a good, cool drink of this water. And he didn't say, you know, I think I'd like to have some of that. He said, oh, I wish I had a drink of that cool water out of the well of Bethlehem. Oh, I remember when I was a boy waiting on sheep and I'd have a thirst and God would quench that thirst with that sweet water of that well. And oh, I would just wish I could have a drink of that water out of that particular well. And out of all the men that surrounded the cave, there were three. And those three men, the Bible says they broke through. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to challenge you this morning to break through. There might be 150 of you here this morning, but all we need are three to break through. We need to break through in our prayer lives, Christians. We need to break through. We need to get out of the caves of this world and break through in prayer. There's some of you today that you're struggling and you need someone to break through for you. You've got a great need and you're saying, oh, if this need could be met, and oh, this desire, if it could just be met, oh, that wayward young person, that wayward child, oh, if someone could just break through for me. Some of you are hurting. You might have difficulties with employment or needed employment, and you're thinking, oh, if somebody could just break through in prayer for me. Let me tell you before I go any further, I brought something with me today. You see, I knew something from experience. Most of you in this room were involved with Vacation Bible School. And I know that some of you are running on fumes. And so I don't care how bad I preach today or how good it gets, you're still going to sit there like a bump on a log. So I brought something to help me. I brought my own praise the Lord button because I know you weren't going to do the trick today. I like it. Every time I got aggravated and wanted a Christian cuss, I just reached up on my desk and, amen, amen. We'll just have a good time. I'm saying that we need just three, not hundreds, not thousands, just three mighty prayer warriors from Westside Baptist Church to break through for the brethren. As I mentioned, the wayward child or the need for employment or financial difficulties, and you don't know which way to turn, you don't know what to do, you're in the cave of this world, and all you need is for someone to think enough of you to break through in prayer. I want to tell you, you brought me a defective praise the Lord button, brother. This button represents most Christians today. We just need three. We got 200 doing this number. Today the preacher needs three of these. Need some prayer warriors. Need you to get out of the cave and break through in prayer. Christians, we need to get out of the cave and break through in praise. We need to get off the seat of do nothing. Goodness gracious alive, do you feel anything? When the God gets a hold, whether it be in the song service or the preaching service, how in the world can we just sit there? We had people saved this week. How in the world can we just sit there? We had children literally taken out of the hand of the devil and placed into the arms of Jesus. How in the world can we not? Amen. I'm saying, Christian, we need to get out of the cave and we need to pray through. We need to pray through. We need to praise through. You know, I was in a meeting not too long ago, and I was brought up in meetings where it got on. Let me put it that way. It got on. And I like it. I like it. The Bible talks about exhorting one another. And by the way, all this is free. None of it is in the message. I might get the message later on, but this is what I'm going to do today. Now, where was I? Okay, I'm talking about breaking through in praise. The Bible talks about that we're to exhort one another. I want to tell you, when I am in a worship service and I see someone that I know is going through it, they're in a struggle, they're in a fight, but yet they've got enough about them to break through and praise, I tell you, it does something for me. I'm telling you, it encourages me. It excites me. It gives me confidence that everything that I read in the Word of God and everything that I've preached over the years is true. I'm telling you, we need to break through in prayer, one for another this morning, but we need to break through in praise. And I'll tell you something else. We need to break through to God's presence. He says he will never leave us nor forsake us. If anybody has moved, we have. We need to break through to God's presence. No one wants to go to a church that's dead. I was witnessing to a Methodist boy a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me what a boring church he grew up in and what a terrible, and I thought, my goodness, why did you go back? If it was that dead, it was that dusty, why would you go back? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not for emotionalism, but I can't help but get emotional when I think about what Jesus has done for us. I can't help but get emotional when I see what God is doing for us. I can't help but get emotional, as I mentioned a while ago, when someone going through the trials of life has it enough about them to break through in praise. And I want to say, when we get this prayer thing right, when we get this praise thing right, I believe that we'll have the presence of God thing right. I'm ready for the presence of the Lord. I'm ready to go meet him if he wants me. I'm ready for his presence, whether it be by death or by the rapture. I'm ready for his presence. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to wait until death. I don't want to wait until rapture to experience the presence of God. Well, how do you experience the presence of God? Well, you break through. You break through in your prayer life. You break through in your praise life. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of it, you will break through in God's plan for his presence. I believe I've shared this with you before, that over 8 years, I'm bound to duplicate something. I was in a meeting at Trinity Baptist Church in Asheville, North Carolina. Dr. Ralph Sexton's the pastor there. And this was Junior speaking, because I believe at that point, Ralph Sexton Sr. had already passed. But he said that one camp meeting, it got on, and the power of God fell, and the presence of God was so real. And some of you remember Mays Jackson, the great evangelist. Ralph Sexton Jr. said that Mays Jackson hid his face on this side of the platform and began to crawl underneath the chairs and the pews, or the pews, going up through the choir loft. He said that his dad, Ralph Sexton Sr., started climbing on his hand, on his stomach, started crawling up underneath the pews up to the back of the choir loft. And when they got, both of them got to the top, they bumped into each other. Mays Jackson next to Dr. Ralph Sexton Sr. Ralph Sexton Jr. said that the power of God was so thick that there was a fog in the room. And Mays Jackson told Ralph Sexton Sr., he said, "Ralph, I'm afraid to look up. I'm afraid to look up." I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to see we at Westside Baptist Church fall on our face and be afraid to look up for seeing the presence of God. Amen. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We need to break through this morning in prayer. We need to break through, ladies and gentlemen, in praise. And we need to break through and invite presence of God. There's a song, I'm not going to sing it, but it goes something, part of it goes something like this: Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Years ago, I was at a youth camp meeting, a youth meeting up in the hills of Virginia. And we had about 75 teenagers there, maybe 100. And they were all teenagers. You know, stupid. But I got to tell you something. Someone broke through in prayer. It started with a prayer. Then it started with a little praise. And then the presence of God fell. And that started, the meeting started at about 7-ish. This thing broke loose. And those teenagers began to worship God. They worshiped, worshiped, and worshiped. Folks, after midnight, I was worn slap out. What did you do? I left the meeting, and I let them keep right on worshiping. I went to my room, and at 2 a.m., there was a knock at my door. I opened the door, and it was another preacher. He said, I know you're trying to sleep, but you've got to see this. Walked out in the middle of the parking lot, and from the middle of that parking lot, you could look straight in. The double doors were wide open going into the chapel. And there I watched 75 to 100 teenagers. The girls were in the middle in a circle, and the boys had each other's hands like this. And they're saying, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! And this went on until 3 a.m. in the morning. We stood out there and watched this for an hour as God's presence landed in that little chapel in the mountains of Virginia. Look, folks. If God would do that for a bunch of teenagers, I love you. He'll do it for all of us. We need to break through in our prayer life. We need to break through in our praise life so we can break through with a Baptist church and experience the presence of God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Pastor, you come and give the invitation. Westside Baptist Church, I have given the message that God gave me 3 minutes before I walked on the platform this morning. And all I've got to say is, you do with what God wants you to do with it. Be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit as we're going to the invitation, church.
We have heard from heaven today. We have heard through this man of God, the heart of God, the desires of God, and what God wants his people to do. Lord, these are your people. They love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And Lord, help us accept the challenge today to be more like you than we have ever been in our life. As they begin to play on the instrument, and you'll stand to your feet very reverently and very quietly. We've been challenged today. Christian, this invitation is to you. If you've been touched by the Holy Spirit, you feel that you just need to get a little bit closer to God than you've been walking, now's a good time to just make your way down to this altar and plead your case to the one that's listening. And the only one that can help you, people are already moving as they begin to sing, son. You obey God today.
Have thine own way.
Have thine own way,
Lord.
Have thine own way.
Have thine own way.
Have thine own way. Have thine own way.
Thou art
have
the
thine
potter.
Own have thine own way.
I am the clay.
We're just mirroring the clay this moment.
Mold me.
Mold me.
And make me.
Make me, Lord.
After thy will.
While I'm waiting.